Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest, 15 to 25, gusting to 35, backing off by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear in the evening, scattered rain after midnight, 53. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
WIRI Nakusa.
Back just moments away from first pitch of this Division 5 WIAA state semifinal between the Assumption Royals and the Pacelli Cardinals. Just go through the opening lineup, says the Royals, they are the visiting team as they are wearing their white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with blue pinstripes, numbers and letters, and blue socks. Leading things off for the Royals is Hannah Schooley. She plays shortstop, followed by Ari Cavanaugh at second. Claire Nelson, the catcher, is batting third, with Macy Vollert, the pitcher, batting cleanup. After that, Lydia Smith is fifth. At center field, left field is Lexi Stofflett. Then it'll be Jess Norton, as she is the designated player batting for Madison Moss. And then followed up eight hitter, that'll be right fielder Miss Kylie Carroll. And batting ninth is Delaney Hahn at third. First pitch on the way from the Peyton Mansell, the Cardinals pitcher, is a ball. And then the second one offered and fouled way back out of play. Count levels at 1-1. Schooley's leadoff for the Royals. She's had 77 at-bats, 35 hits, batting a cool .455 average. Scored 38 runs, 22 RBIs, and a slugging percentage of .779. So she can hit the ball. And when she does, it goes far. As there's a grounder right up the middle, right to Mansell, and she throws in time to Hannah Trzynski as she covers first for the first out of the game.
Yeah, and it was on both those pitches, and that hit that one hard, just a one-hopper back to Mansell for the out.
Absolutely, as next comes up, Ari Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh, 75 at-bats, 36 hits, batting a .480 average, has scored 34 runs, 28 RBIs, and a slugging percentage of 893, so when she hits, it goes far. It's first pitch right down the middle, first strike.
What a lot of people don't know is those are just off the top of your head. You aren't reading a thing.
No, that's right.
That's amazing.
I did my homework.
You did. Wow. I'm impressed.
As long as you're something, Randy.
I'm here.
Yep, that's right. Second pitch in there, and that's going to be a ball on the inside. So count levels at 1-1 with one out, no score in the top of the first inning between the Cardinals and the Royals. Pitch on the way. That's going to be low, but swung on and missed by Cavanaugh. She falls down the count. One ball, two strikes.
Took a little off that heat that time as it dropped out of the zone, and she had committed and couldn't stop swinging.
That's right. Nice drop on that ball right there. Payoff pitch for Mansell throws. That's going to be low and outside. Count levels at two balls, two strikes.
We do have a good look at the strike zone from where we're located, yeah, don't we?
In the words of my grandfather, I'm pert near right behind home plate,
you
so
are.
I can't really complain too much. Pitch on the way, and that's fouled back into the first base side screen, and we sit level at 2-2 yet again. And then, of course, the big hurrah last night in the NCAA, Oklahoma, my Oklahoma Sooners, won their fourth straight. They beat that no-good team from that
no good state.
Well, I don't know about that. I got a cousin down there. Swing and a miss for Cavanaugh as she goes down swinging for the first strikeout for Mansell. But that is the second out of the inning.
Again, just took a little bit off that pitch, just enough to disrupt the timing of Ari and got her swinging.
Now is the first lefty in the lineup for the Royals, Claire Nelson. Again, 72 at-bats, 45 hits with a .625 average. She has scored 24 runs, 31 RBI, and a slugging percentage of .875.
People think I'm telling you the truth, folks. He's just rattling this off. He has no paper in front of him.
First pitch is a ball. Second pitch is going to be outside, so the count goes 2-0 to Nelson. Halfway there to a walk. So you could say that's what, a crawl?
Let's start at least. Yeah, baby steps, right?
Yeah. Beautiful Goodman Diamond, 200 down each line, so I'd assume that's what it is to dead center. And that's where Nelson hits that ball, but she gets under it as it is caught by Katie Elka for the third out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. That's the Royals' first at-bat coming up. The Cardinals here in one moment on 105.5 WIRI.
Sportsmanship doesn't stop when the game ends. It's part of the community you live in. Respect, character, dignity, and leading by example. That's why Rural Mutual Insurance has been a proud sponsor of the WIAA Sportsmanship Award since it started 60 years ago. From baseball and softball to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It also celebrates sportsmanship in your community. Visit www.ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can partner to be true champions.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
We're back with the bottom of the first inning, just a couple moments away, as the Royals and the Picelli Cardinals are still tied 0-0 with the Cardinals coming up to bat. Coming up for the order for the Cardinals, leading off is Maddie Pionic, third baseman, followed by Katie Elka, center field. Andrew Kaczynski bats third as she plays first base, and then the cleanup hitter, four-hitter, Kaylin Yenter, as she's catcher. Fifth is Kelsey Giese, who shortstop, Amelia Marty, plays right. She bats sixth. Seventh is second baseman Ava Tess. Eighth is the pitcher, Peyton Mansell. And then rounding things out is the left fielder, Caden Nelson. Defensive alignment for the Royals at this current juncture in time. Pitching is Macy Voller. Catching is Claire Nelson. Playing first, Maddie Moss. Then playing second, Ari Cavanaugh. Third baseman, Delaney Hahn. Shortstop, Anna Schooley. And then left field is Lexi Stofflett. Dead center away is the lone senior on the team, Lydia Smits. And then right field is Kylie Carroll. So with that, Pionic, she comes in with a 379 average. As first pitch offering from Ballard is just a little high for a ball.
Like I said, we got a pretty good look at the zone.
Yeah, I mean, that was right down the middle of the plate, but just a this little bit elevated. So that will not get the call from the umpiring crew. Pitch on the way. That's going to be inside. So the count goes two balls, no strikes to Pionic. This crew is home plate Kendra Whithouse. First base is Trevor Nichols. And third base is Zach Campbell. Didn't catch where they're from, but they're quality to be here. As there is a called strike on the inside corner. Didn't look too much different from the other pitch, the one right before it, but we still sit two balls, one strike.
Yeah, it's one of those things as a coach, do you say make or throw a strike before we start swinging?
Well, there's a swing, and it's back out of play as count levels up. Two balls, two strikes for Vollert against Pionic. Again, thanks to everybody who's joining us this beautiful Friday morning.
Early in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I got up at 4 this morning and made sure Randy was awake by 4:30. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss as down goes Pionic. For the first out of the game, first strikeout for Vollert.
Now batting in the center fielder, number five.
Next up, Katie Elka, center fielder. She comes up with a 375 average. Not too bad.
You know, earlier this year, you and I had the chance to do the Royals and Cardinals in basketball, so a lot of familiar names.
Absolutely, a lot of familiar names. Pitch on the way, and that's foul back right over us.
Right where we could have sat.
Yeah, right where we could have sat. Like I said,
We're
dangerous up there. As count is in favor of Vollert. No balls, one strike. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed by Elka, and she's down with count. No balls, two strikes.
Just hard to lay off that high cheese, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Just coming at eye level, and it looks so tempting.
I like that high-temperature cheese, you know, that little pepper jack.
Oh.
A little bit of habanero sometimes. Pitch high and outside for a ball.
Or cheese curds.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Got them at some local grocery stores. I always try to pick them up. I go through them pretty quickly because a big man like me, I like cheese. But it makes sense why I'm so cheesy if you ask my girlfriend, Carrie. There is a pitch. Ooh, that looked good, but just a little bit outside for the home plate umpire as the ball strike count levels up it to a piece. And speak of the devil, I think I just got a text message from Carrie. A pitch inside, low, and the count is full. And no, I did not. Just another friend saying, hey, go Royals.
That's be a big pitch right here early in the game.
Yeah, this is payoff right here. Rocks, fires, and that's foul back right into Claire's leg pad and then bounces foul. So we still sit with a full count between the battle of Katie Ilka and Macy Vollert. Kind of a chess match so far.
I mean, cat and mouse with the cheese, right?
That's right. The mouse ran away with the cheese. Foul ball up into the stands. And one of the Assumption alumni from a few years back, about the time I was there, she
speaking of cheese,
it. Yeah,
one of the young Moran girls.
Yep. Pitch on the way. That's high, and there is a one-out walk. Ilka works a one-out walk to get something started for the moment for the Cardinals. Now that brings up Anna Trzynski. Anna Trzynski, she was the Division V Player of the Year last year, as she was really in that pitching circle and gave fits to Oakfield in the title games. As I should have mentioned before, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it. Pacelli, defending D5 champions. Trzynski comes in with a 5.12 average. The runner thought about going, thinks better of it. Again, 5.12 average, slugging percentage of .826. Again, when she hits it, and she's hitting it over half the time, it goes a long way.
Young girl can hit, that's for sure.
She can pitch, too.
Right.
Pitch on the way. That's outside as the count levels at one ball, one strike.
Speaking of Oakfield.
Yes. They had a battle last night against
Thorpe, right?
Thorpe, yeah. Four-seeded Thorpe as Oakfield got the one seed. It was 3-3 going into the bottom of the sixth inning, and then the Oaks fell on the Cardinals. Four runs, foul back in the screen as that ended up four runs, bottom sixth inning, and that was all she wrote for the Cardinals as the Oaks, they advanced to the state championship game with a 7-3 victory over Thorpe. So a good season by Thorpe, making it down here as Trzynski sits with a one ball, two strike count, pitch on the way. That's going to be outside, so the count levels at 2-2. But yeah, very, very, very competitive field in Division 5. I was saying before, it was last three state champions, Oakfield and in 21, Assumption in 22, and Pacelli in 23. As there's a wild pitch, comes back to the backstop and rolls right back to Claire Nelson as Ilka moves up. One base with a wild pitch.
Ball just kind of hung on the hand of Macy that time and sailed over the head of Claire.
It's kind of like when I shoot archery, you know, you pull your shot, you know, you think you got it, but you do not. As fires on the way, full count, and that's a grounder. Hits off the feet of second baseman Ari Cavanaugh. Run comes in to score. Ilka, and there is already a 1-0 lead. Pacelli over Assumption. We will see. I think they're going to rule that an error, and they do. So that will be an E4 if you're scoring along at home. E4, that gets a run, no RBI.
And if you're watching Major League Baseball, that's probably a base hit because it was hard hit. That Ari could do was get the glove down. She could not get in front of it. She tried to backhand on, expecting it to bounce up, and the ball stayed down on her, and she wasn't able to corral it.
Right, and that's one thing, too, that why it probably was an error was it was relatively hit to her. She did have to go to her right a little bit, so she did have to try to backhand it. But it was she maybe had to take a step. So I think that's one of the main reasons why they're calling that an error is because
they expect
just right
a lot more of high school kids than they do pros.
Yeah. They expect more of high school kids than anyone ever does of me half the time. So his first pitch in there to Kaylin Yenter is a called strike. Yenter comes in with a .486 average, and she's another one. When she hits it, goes a long ways with a .857 slugging percentage. Pitch number two was high for a ball as the count levels up. One ball, one strike. Nice big contingent of red along the third base side, and good-sized crowd of blue on the first base side. Pitch is in there, and that is high for a ball.
And we should mention the wind is off of our left shoulders here, so blowing out to right field.
Blown out to the lake.
Yep. We had some chops on that water.
There were some good white caps out there. I wouldn't want to be out
fishing,
there.
Right?
You're right. Pitch, and that is on the line. Fair ball. And that's going to be going to Stoffler, gets it in left field. And there is a double for Yenter. As the Cardinals, they are really in business.
Well, you talk about good luck, bad luck. That thing right on the line. Good luck for the Cardinals, not so much for the Royals.
That's placing, like she chose to drop it right there.
Oh, couldn't have been more perfect on the line.
She didn't. That's just luck of the draw. But
a round ball landed squarely on the line.
Well, then you could walk the line, maybe.
Because you're mine.
Yeah, that's right. Now, next up, Kelsey Giese with two on, one down. That's .338 with a .618 slugging percentage. She has, 27 RBI on the season. She's looking to add at least two more. First pitch, a ball, as Fowler trying to settle in there against the East Pacelli Cardinals. Pitch number two on the way, swung on and missed. Count levels at one ball, one strike, as Cardinals, they hold a 1-0 lead already here in the bottom of the first inning.
Yeah, plus those runners on second and third with just the one out, right?
Yeah, that's dangerous here.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Vollert pitch out of it. Has swung on a miss. That's two. One ball, two strikes, two. Giese.
As of now, she does appear to be a little late on that fastball.
That's right. Hopefully she can stay that way for the Royals, of course.
If you're a Royal fan, of course.
Yep. Pitch on the way. High. Cheese gets her again. Swing and a miss. Down goes Giese to the second out, bringing up Amelia Martini. Martini, she's another one of that three-headed monster that the Cardinals have pitching-wise, as she's been very solid all year. She comes in with a .397 average, slugging percentage of 1.270, so she really hits a far when she makes contact. First pitch in there, hits the outside corner. First strike from Vollert. Again,
get out of this jam would be huge with only one run.
That's right. I'm thinking the same thing. I don't know what kind of jam it is, if it's grape or marmalade or strawberry, but popped up.
Got a chance.
Getting out to the outfield. In comes Lexi Stofflet. She win, got it, and she misses it. She doesn't even make contact. It just falls in there as two runners come in as they were running on contact with two down, and two more runs come to score. And we'll see how they rule that, because that wind caught it up there, and that will be an E7. No RBIs, as that is a very unfortunate break for the Royals, as they have two errors already in the game, which comes up, setting things up for Ava Tess, .426 average. And a slugging percentage as Rob Schill comes up, calling timeout and calling the infield in and the outfield to have a team meeting here, trying to keep this from really turning any more sideways than what it already has here at Goodman Diamond.
Yeah, you know, that pop-up. The other thing, not only was the wind blowing it away from her, but also, if you notice the position of the sun, as it was drifting that way, the sun came into play as well. So,
oh, yeah.
She had a lot of things working against her on that pop-up. Plus, it was high. She had to come in a long ways. You know, it was one of those, like, do I run out as a shortstop? But you get called off, you got to let the outfielder take it. And unfortunately, the wind got it, the sun got in the eyes, and the next thing you know, two runs are in.
That's right. And it's a very unfortunate break there for the Royals. You can see a little bit of frustration there for Vollert. And before they broke up that team huddle, Claire Nelson puts her arm around her and says, hey, we'll get this. First pitch in there to Ava Tess as they swung on, missed. Strike for no balls, one strike in the at bat. But you saw that from Nelson. Puts her arm around her and says, hey, we'll get you back. We'll be all right. Just forget about it. It's not your fault. It's pop-up bunt. And that's caught by Hahn. And that is your third out of the inning. In that inning, Pacelli, three runs, one hit, two assumption errors, and one left. A tough first inning for the Royals, but a lot of ball game to go as Pacelli leads 3-0 over the Assumption Royals. We'll be back with the second inning coming up here in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Second inning coming your way from Goodman Diamond in Madison as Pacelli leads Assumption 3-0 after a air plague bottom of the first inning, and up to bat stands Macy Vollert. She comes in with a .440 average. That's 33 hits and 75 at-bats. Has scored 19 runs herself, batted in 29 with a slugging percentage of two-thirds. 0.667 as first pitch is in there for a strike, second one a ball, so we're sitting at 1-1 for a count with a third pitch coming in. Pitch on the way, rocks, fires, is Mansell. It's a chopper up the middle, and that's short. Second baseman gets it, then thrown away, and that would have gone into the dugout. As Vollert reaches, as that will be a hit. And then they're, well, we'll see. They're not going to give her second because it would have gone out of play. So it's just a leadoff single there for Vollert. And that's something that the Royals desperately need after that real shaky defensive first inning.
Macy did a really wise thing there because the ball got past the first baseman. She very wisely made a wide turn to the right. So there's no way they're going to take, because they did take her just in case that they thought she went out. A smart thing to do on the defensive part.
Right, and that's how Texas got run out of an inning when they were threatening late last night, was the girl, the young lady, she stepped on that Longhorn, stepped on the bag and started to round. Oklahoma booted the ball. Well, they quick threw the ball back to the first baseman who tagged her when she's walking back, and that was out of the inning after they had the bases loaded. So either way, next up, Lydia Smits. She comes into the game with a .297 average, 74 plate appearance, 22 hits, has scored 11 runs, 9 RBIs with a .378 slugging percentage. They're throwing her inside and high. She's got a two-ball, no-strike count already against Mansell from Pacelli. Third pitch coming up. The swung on and missed by Smits. That was probably going to be called a strike either way as count gets a little closer to level at 2-1.
You know, Anna Schooley hit that one right back to the pitcher first at bat. Now Macy hits one up the middle, so they're squaring it up.
Yeah, it's just a matter of getting that proper position on the ball to lift it over the infield. I'd like to see one go over the fence because there's a bunt, and that goes foul. Charlie Nelson makes a save as count levels at 2-2.
Ionic at third base over there. She was charging hard. She was anticipating that. She was halfway down the line, and, of course, the ball went way towards the dugout. She didn't have an opportunity to catch it, but she was on it, though.
Oh, see, they're timing. It's just a matter of getting the part of the bat on it that they need to pitch on the way. That's going to be high and outside as count goes full to Smits. This is kind of a top-heavy lineup. It has been all year for the Royals. First five batters are sophomores, juniors, and the one senior. Next four, all freshmen. But they are contributing as pitch. That's in off the hands of Smits, and that's a slow roller. And that's barely in time as Tess hits Trzynski for the 4-3 putout. But that advances Vollert to second with one down, bringing up Lexi Stofflet. Stofflet, this playoff run, she's been on a tear. In the sectional final against Hillsboro, she was 3-for-3 on the day. She's playing well right now. She's got .407 average with 10 RBIs, slugging percentage of .542. So, I mean, sure, her average has really climbed over the last handful of games. First pitch in there, that's going to be low and inside for a ball. As Mansell, she steps in against her counterpart. Stofflet pitch on the way. Swung on a miss. That was going to be a little bit inside, but fooled her with that lateral movement. I don't know if you call that a curve or what you would call that, but it just looked like, and then it curved right in off the hands. So either way, it's a 1-1 count with one down, runner on second base. And a swing and a miss by Stofflet.
You know, back in the day, Michael, we called that a screwball. I don't think they even have that anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
With all the different names they've got for pitches
now. Oh, drops, risers. Yeah. I mean, there's. I don't know softball well enough to know all the pitches, but there's a whole mess of them. And there's a foul right back into the netting right in front of us. Randy jumps. I'd rather see him jump than not.
I was going to catch it. Put up the silly netting.
Yeah, that netting.
There's the guy next to us is really happy I didn't have to catch it.
Yeah, that's right.
It was right in front of him.
1-2 count to Stofflet, one down. 3-0 lead, Pacelli over Sumption. Swung on and missed. Down goes Stofflet for the second out. Bringing up Jess Norton, the designated player, as she steps up to the plate, batting for Maddie Moss. Norton, right-handed bat. Comes in with a .214 average, 56 plate appearances, 12 hits. Slugging percentage is .628, so when she ties into one, it can go a long ways. But she gets off the end of the bat, pop up, caught by the shortstop, Kelsey Gazy. And there is your third out of the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. Through one and a half here, Goodman Diamond. Pacelli coming up to bat with a 3-0 lead over the Royals. We'll be back with that in just a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wis Country Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
Listening here on this beautiful Friday morning. Thanks again for joining us here at the Division 5 state semifinal game between the Assumption Royals and the Pacelli Cardinals. Again, my name's Mike Comer, interjecting huge bits of wisdom here this morning. My good friend, Randy Paul. Randy, it's always good to see you. Last time I saw you, besides a company meeting, man, that was back in March when the Royals came up 2 points short on the girls' basketball hardwood from going to state.
We have had some exciting sporting activities in the last couple of years together, that's for darn sure.
Yeah, I'm glad to have a good friend alongside of me along the ride with it, and I hope the feeling's mutual. If it isn't, you know, join the crowd. And his first pitch to Peyton Mansell goes foul, almost hits Mr. Marshaus, one of the teachers at Assumption, one of the helpers with girls soccer. And that goes same spot, just about 10 feet to the left of Mr. Marshaus. As the count goes, no balls, two strikes to Mansell. Mansell comes in with a .478 average. It's 11 hits, 23 at-bats, 14 runs scored, 22 RBI, and slugging percentage of .709 as she gets that hit. Just bloops right between the third baseman and shortstop as Lexi Stofflet picks it up for a leadoff single.
It's two innings in a row, Michael, where they've just kind of like seeing eye hits. Neither the double that hit squarely on the line in this one, neither were very hard hit. They just found the hole.
All right, we got a courtesy runner coming in. And I believe that's Zdroik. Leave.
Yeah, I believe they said Jaden Zdroik would be running there.
I have to pull out my roster here. Nine-hitter, Caden Nelson, she comes up, .400 average, .764 slug percentage. Pitch on the way, and that's outside for a ball. Pacelli, coached by Ann Molsky, and she stands on third base side. First base side, that's Stephanie Treichel. She actually coached Port Edwards about 10, 15 years ago. I remember when I used to work for a local news publication back in the day when they did that for local sports. And I remember interviewing her and her father. So that was kind of a father-daughter tandem there. That was pretty cool. And his first pitch is foul. Now we got a 1-1 count. Pitch is high. Count goes 2-1 to Nelson. Very nice crowd. You know what, Randy, with the way the sun's sitting, if it wasn't for that breeze, it'd be getting a little steamy over here.
After yesterday.
Yeah, oh, that was
bluster.
I thought it was October for a minute. I'm thinking, why am I working? I should be in a deer stand.
Yeah, right.
And pitch goes outside. Count goes 3-1. To Nelson. Nobody out. Runner on first. Shelley leading 3-0. Swing and a miss. Goes Nelson, so she goes to a full count. Again, Shelley leading 3-0, bottom of the second inning. Big three runs in that first frame. Two errors for the Royals really aided that scoring. As there is a hit, and it's lined right to the shortstop.
Still got her, I think.
Still got her, so that will actually go down as a fielder's choice.
6-5-4. That's pretty unique.
Yeah, I think that's how you're going to have to score it.
Yep.
First down. That turns the order over, going to Maddie Pionic. She's 0-1 in the game with a strikeout in that first inning.
Yeah, that was just, and not only good heads-up play, but then it went off the glove of Schooley, picked up, dropped, still had presence of mind to pick it up and go to second because the runner had a hole because they thought it was going to be a line drive out, right?
Yep, and that's a tough break there, no pun intended. That's a tough break there for Mansell, whose strike she was in, courtesy running. What can you do? Because that's a swing and a miss there by Pionic. And that is a 1-1 count with one out, one on.
Just a heads-up play by Hahn, though, right? Just to keep her presence of mind, know what the situation was. Made the out at second.
Bunt attempt, and that goes foul. So the count goes 1-2. Very early wake-up call this morning, Randy. It was 4:30 when I got a hold of you. I woke up at 4, and I almost didn't need my alarm clock as my good friend, Buddy the Whippoorwill, was right outside my window yet again at right about 3:30, 4 in the morning, as he has been. I started to wonder if swing and a miss. Down goes Pionic, second time, second out of the inning, bringing up Katie Ilka as she doesn't have an at-bat. She earned a walk in the first inning and scored a run and took advantage of a wild pitch. But as I was saying, last few weeks, those whippoorwills, I love the sound of them living out in the wilderness and the jungle of Saratoga, Wisconsin, where I live. And it's beautiful hearing those things. And well, you always know it's summertime when you hear whippoorwills.
Time to go. Time to go.
Time to go. Yeah, but it's also time to go when you do it right outside my window at 4 in the morning. So I'm thinking, it's time for you to go, time for you to go, time for you to go.
Payback.
Oh, no, but they're homely little birds, but they sound good, which is something I hope I can say someday. As that is a 2-ball, no strike count, as there's a little knob shot off the end of the bat by Ilka, and she goes down 3 unassisted for the third out. No runs on one singular hit, no errors. And one left. Well, that's two in the books, Randy. And Pacelli still holding that 3-0 advantage over the Assumption Royals. Coming up, it will be the Royals as they look to make it through their first time through the order. And that'll be here in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at wiaawi.org to get started. A message from Civic Media and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
I like good music and I like good softball. We definitely have it today, as it is the 8-9-1 hitters for the Assumption Orioles here in the top third inning. With Kylie Carroll leading things off. They had a tough year at the plate. Has had a decent time out in the field defensively. You know, she comes in with just a .053 average. Again, she's been kind of playing interchangeably as the Orioles have been trying to find their best options defensively, and she is it. She just, you know, getting more experience behind the bat as she's quickly down the count. No balls, two strikes after a called strike and a failed bunt attempt. Pitch on the way from Mansell. Swing and a miss. Down goes Carroll for
that
the first out.
One of those many freshmen that are called upon to play for the Royals.
Right. And, you know, you look at this roster and you say, oh, boy, Royals, how are you even here because you're starting four freshmen? Well, there's a reason, because they are good. You could say, well, it's the top of the order carries them. No, it's not. I've seen enough of these young ladies play softball this year. It is not the case. This first pitch is low and away to Delaney Hahn as she comes to the plate for her first time with a .208 average and identically slugging percentage .208. So she doesn't hit the ball real far, but she hits the ball, gets it in play, and that's all you can ask for, put the pressure on the defense. Pitch on the way, and that's a swing and a miss for Hahn. Count levels up. One ball, one strike, one out.
So far, Peyton, in this inning, has kind of dominated the batters.
Yep. As you know, they're the freshmen.
Right.
They're still learning. They're getting there. So it would be to be what would be expected is. Pitch on the way. That's going to be outside. Count goes two balls, one.
And something you can't overstate is they're freshmen and they're at the state tournament.
Yes.
You know, big stage, your picture's up on the screen, and yeah, everybody's here, big crowd.
Yep. And you can't. You can't forget the fact that this is a big moment, possibly the biggest game out of any of these young ladies, as that is a swing and a miss, and the count levels up, two balls, two strikes.
And it's their first at bat, so it'll be interesting to see the next time they come around and they flip the order again and see what the bottom of the order gets to do the second time.
Just like Green Day, when they come around, pitch on the way, and that's hit grounder, just foul, as Hahn lives to see another pitch.
You know, the good thing about that swing right there, she was way ahead of it.
Yep.
So, you know, that's got, hey, you know, coaches are like, you're on it, you know?
Nope.
You pull that thing down the third baseline, that means you're on it.
And that's what I think Charlie Nelson just said to her. Hey, you got a kid? As it's a 2-2 count, one down, nobody on. Pichelli leading 3-0 in the top of third inning. Pitch on the way. That's going to be low and away.
Good
count
eye.
Goes full. So that was a very good vision
eye, right?
For her right there. And Mansell, she's dealing. She's pitching very well. I mean, Randy, what was her ERA coming in? That was not below one.
It was below one, yeah.
So she's very, very solid ball player in her own right. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Down goes Hahn. And that is the second out of the inning, but that turns things over for Anna Schooley, who's 0 for 1 with a ground out 1-3 in the first inning.
Like we said, Anna, Macy both on it right back at the pitcher.
Two out.
See what she can do at this second time through.
That's right. See what they do as we are coming up here. And this next big pitch. So make sure I got to turn off my alarms here because I'm already up enjoying a beautiful day. Pitch high and away for a 1-0 count on that first pitch of this at-bat for Schooley. You know, I should find a ringtone that's a whippoorwill. I really should.
Sure, it's out there.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Pitch on the way. That's low. Count goes 2-0 to Schooley. You know, I could almost record it and try to make an audio file or have Seth do it. You know, ask Seth if he could do it.
He can do anything.
Between him and Don. Man,
those
I don't
guys,
know.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, you got
you're
that
wizards.
Right. That's right. Pitch on the way. That's going to be inside. Oh, called strike. That crossed the front, plane of the plate before it curved. So tailed in, so that's a called strike. My apologies on that. as that was also a delayed call by the umpire as well.
We'll back up on that fastball.
Yep, 2-1 count, two down. First Gooley, as she hits one, she gets it high. Center fielder's running in, and she gets there just in time. Yeah, that will be a fly out to center for the third out.
The ball actually kind of popped a little bit out of her glove, and she had to make a juggling catch on that.
That was a little tough for her, too, because, I mean, she initially stepped back
right
before she came running in. She was at, I mean, I'm no one that can judge a sprint, but she was running pretty darn quick.
Those balls hit at you, right at you, are the hardest to judge because you can't tell. Is it, you know, it sounds good off the bat, so you're thinking back. And,
right, and there's a little bit of a white backdrop.
And then the wind's blowing in a little bit.
Yeah, that's going to be – that throws a lot of people off. As speaking of that, you got to take a moment off.
Let's do it.
As we are in the middle of third inning, Pacelli leading 3-0 over Assumption. Back here in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
So why do teenagers play high school sports? Some participate for a sense of purpose. Some play to inspire others. And some for the friendships they develop. Very few mention they participate to get an athletic scholarship because they know that less than 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. Whatever the reason for playing, student athletes enjoy all the benefits of participation, including making better decisions. A message from Civic Media and the WIAA. Keeping the education in sports. Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
It's a quick start for the Cardinals in this bottom third inning. Hannah Trzynski, she fires a line shot right to right field and gets a leadoff single on the first pitch she saw. As that sets up, as she's now 2-for-2 in the game with a pair of singles, that sets up Kaylin Yenter as she hit a double in her first appearance. And she just hit a foul on the first pitch that almost got me if it wasn't for that fence. Might have got the computer, and then he would be off the air. First, another pitch in there. That is low for a ball. Count levels of 1-1 with a runner on, nobody down. Bottom third inning. Shelley leading 3-0 over the Assumption Royals. Been a good game other than that first frame. This pitch is low inside. Count goes 2-1, 2-2. Yenter.
Yeah, except for that wind blowing in on that possible third out, we'd have a 1-0 game right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of weird. It keeps switching. As there is one crushed to left. That is going. That is off the wall. Stoflick gets it. She's throwing it in as quick as she can. If it wasn't for a slip rounding the base, we'd have a run in by Trzynski. And that still stands as a double for Yenter. Royals. They are in trouble, and that looks like there's a hurt wheel there by Trzynski. As she, like I said, she slipped going around the bases. She turned her ankle, and there's time called on the field, making sure she's all right. As there's commotion going on, and they could pull her from the game to check her out. Don't want to see that happen to anybody, as that's she's really gingerly standing there, and she's having a hard time putting weight on that as she's starting to walk, but that's a pretty strong hobble.
Undoubtedly their best hitter.
Yeah.
She's trying to walk this thing off right now. She's walking down the third baseline.
Yeah, it looks like she's going to stay in, but she's going to be pretty ginger. I'm not talking about from Gilligan's Island, pretty ginger. She's going to be walking pretty gingerly on that. She seems to be okay. Rub some dirt on it, get back in there, doing some jumps and hops. But, man, that hit by Yenter, she put a charge into that bat. But you know what else has a charge, Randy? Econ Electric.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 1970, they started up residential, commercial, industrial contracting services throughout the state of Wisconsin. I always say it, if you didn't do a good job, you wouldn't be in business since 1970.
Exactly.
So if you need any of that done, electrical contracting services, residential, commercial, industrial, give our friends at Econ Electric a call. That would be a wise choice, in my opinion, as there is a runner coming in. Didn't quite catch the number, did you, Randy?
No.
All right, well, we'll figure it out as she turns. But either way, I want to thank Econ Electric for the sponsoring of games like these. And if you have a business and you want to bring these games over across the airwaves to our listeners and hopefully customers of yours, stop into the office, talk to Pam, talk to Ashley, see Seth, say hi to him, see James, say hi, Chuck, see them all, say hi. But either way, they will be more than happy to talk to you and work with you and get your name out there for what you need. As there is a bunt attempt, and that is made, and there's play at the plate, not in time, as that runner, that is a sacrifice, 1-4 RBI for Geezy. That is the one down, and that's scored number 25.
Who they don't have on the roster.
Who they do not have on the roster, which is just par for the course, and not a knock on Pacelli, as that is actually how things always go for us as a commentary duo. That game goes to 4-0. That's going to add as there is a double crush to the wall in left center. One run is in. Sliding in there in time is Amelia Martini. She hits a double. RBI. And the Cardinals are starting to really take control of this game as she brought in Yunter from second. And that is now a 5-0 lead over the Royals. Not exactly what you, I mean, there's still a lot of game, but this is not quite how you want things to go if you're an Assumption Royals fan. Bringing up Ava Tess with a runner on second, one out, 5-0 lead over the Assumption Royals. Pitch on the way, and that's fouled out of play, and we'll see another pitch. Again, thanks to all of our listeners. Really appreciate you joining the morning with Randy and myself. Want to give a shout out to the, if they are listening, I understand if they're not because they're working, but the ladies in the office where I work, Troy, Amanda, Laura, Michaela, you're having a good day. Maybe see you later. Maybe not.
Yeah, the gang at Homestead, Jamie and the boys are all mentioning. Say, make sure we say a shout out to them as well.
Popped up on the infield. We'll see if Nelson get to it. And it falls into the fence, into the netting. So that will be a strike. And the count goes 1-2-2. The runner on second, one down. Pacelli, that 5-0 lead over Assumption.
I was just thinking about the golf courses in our community. It's amazing the job that the superintendents have done to keep them in shape with the amount of rain that we have had.
Oh, man. I've always said it. I do lawn care as a profession. And there's a grounder off the end of the bat from Tess, picked up by Matty Moss and steps on first for an out. But that still advances Martini to third as she is one base away from crossing home. But we'll see if the Royals can stop that as Peyton Mansell comes up. She's a single, and she's 1-for-1 in the game with a single, but then she was caught out at second on a weird relay play that went 6-5-4, 3-2-1, as that was the second out, or the first out, excuse me, of the second inning. First pitch in there, swing and a miss by Mansell. Ballert, she deals. That's going to be high this time. Level count at 1-1. As I was saying with that, my profession of lawn care, do a little bit of landscaping too. But, man, it's almost impossible to get some of these jobs.
Yeah, it's amazing the job that those folks are doing around the area, keeping everybody able to play some golf when you do get a few nice days and in between the rain showers. Today would be a beautiful one to be on the links.
Yeah, well, I might, when we get back, depending on the time it is and how I feel after being up since 4 in the morning, a swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2 to Mansell. Might try to sneak in and do two more jobs that I got to get done, but they're both in very wet, soft soil, so I'm not sure if I'll even be able to, but good try. His pitch, that's low and away. Count goes full to Mansell. Runner on third, two down. Chelly with a 5-0 lead in the bottom third inning. Vollert's not pitching poorly. She's making some good pitches as there is a ball that's hit. Just falls between the second baseman and the right fielder. There's not much you can do about that. Perfectly placed as that run comes in to score is Mansell with another single. She's 2-for-2 in an RBI that scored Amelia Martini. That brings up the 9-hitter, Caden Nelson, as she is one for one in the game.
You know, that's the third one that we've mentioned now. Just one of those seeing eyeballs, you know, when she hit it.
Yep.
You knew it was going to drop. It was just a looper that was going to get over Kavanaugh's head and drop in front of the right fielder, and it did just that, plating run number six.
Yep, and we have a pitching change coming as Macy Vollert, she's going to step on over to second base as Ari Kavanaugh comes in to do the pitching honors, presumably for the rest of the game, unless you can, but I know you can switch back if you need to in softball. So we'll see how this shakes out for the Royals. Unfortunately, it's not going their way. They're three innings trailing 6-0.
Ari just a sophomore for Assumption. Of course, Macy just a junior, so they'll both be back next year as well.
Yep, both young ladies will be back. Ari, she was a manager on the state championship team 2 years ago. She was in eighth grade, and then she stepped in last year, and now she's going to be getting some pitching action today against these Cardinals. Again, last time they met, if I remember right, I'd have to go back and double check, but Vollert pitched early and then Kavanaugh pitched late. I mean, I'll double check that, but I know they both pitched against the Cardinals. So we'll just double check that here.
I thought when I looked that Macy went six, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, that's well, almost 2 months ago,
yeah.
As I will do my quick looking here on this wonderful statistic sheet that I have. As Kavanaugh, first pitch, that's a ball to Caden Nelson. As I continue to scroll here for what I need, imagine that, I can't find it. Box score. As there's a swing and a miss, count levels 1-1, 2-2, runner on first base. As I look through here, actually no, I was misspoke. And we are back in this top of the fourth inning. We had a little bit of technical difficulties. We lost the clean feed here as we're back here, top of the fourth inning. 2-3-4 hitters, Ari Kavanaugh. And as Seth at the studio, if I'm coming through, just make sure you let me know. But either way, first pitch was strike, second pitch, that was a ball, so the count levels up 1-1 to Kavanaugh, as Mansell's having a heck of a day to this point, as she's kept the Royals just one hit and no runs through three frames. Pitch on the way, that's going to be foul tipped into the glove. Count goes, one ball, two strikes. Wind is blowing from left to right, blowing out just a little bit.
Swirling a little bit right now.
As there is a hit. It gets to the left center gap, and it will be a leadoff single for Kavanaugh. The Royals trying to get something going, as that brings up Clarence Nelson, as she looks to hopefully get maybe hit one over that wall. I wouldn't mind seeing that and chipping away at this Pacelli lead.
Only the second hit on the ballgame for the Royals.
Yeah, that's, I mean, they made contact. They just have not been able to string anything together. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss by Claire as she takes some.
She was definitely going for that right field fence, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
That's a healthy swing.
And Coach Nelson, her father, looks at her and says, what are you doing? You dropped your elbow. You're swinging high. Don't do that. As she gets another hit, and that goes just short into the outfield. There's going to be play at third. Throw comes in, and it's safe. Kavanaugh, she gets things cooking out there, and that's going to be a steal, a second on the throw for Nelson. As the Royals, they got something brewing here. Drew runners on, both in scoring position at second and third, bringing things up for Macy Vollert. And as I have said, Vollert's been hitting the ball pretty hard lately. She had a two-run bomb in the sectional semifinal against Pepinoma, and she had a monster shot in that sectional final. I still don't think it has landed. Huh. As that was, Randy, I'm telling you, that was no doubter, and it was still gaining air and altitude as it went over the fence out in New Lisbon. But first pitch, swing and a miss for Vollert as she tries to get the team a chance here as there's a called strike on the inside corner. And she's down the count. No balls, two strikes.
Well, just heads up base running too by Claire Nelson. When she saw Ari going for third, she never hesitated and got into second, so got rid of the double play opportunity.
Very well played out there. There's a swing and a miss. Down goes Vollert, and she knew it. She chased. Part of that could be some frustration from the pitching circle leaking into her at-bats. I mean, I would hope not, but it could be. It's easy to get frustrated when things just aren't going your way today.
Want to get a couple of the runs back for your team, and went a little after the high cheese that time and just couldn't make contact.
Lydia Smits comes up to the plate. She had the walk-off double in the sectional final, and she wanted one there. Swing and a miss. Count goes, no balls, one strike, two Smits. Smits, the lone senior on the team.
So you know she really wants to.
Oh, she wants to draw some blood here. And that's a grounder to the pitcher, and that does not do anything as Mansell looked back, Kavanaugh, and then she threw in time to Trzynski, who is standing at first.
That's a good thing that Artie wasn't going on contact, because
she'd have been gunned down at the plate.
They would have got her in a rundown.
Oh yeah,
that ball game.
And that doesn't do any that doesn't do anybody any good.
No, not what he does.
As there's Lexi Stoffel coming up, she's done fairly well as of late in these kinds of situations. So hopefully the freshman Royal can make good on some of these situations she's been in as of late. Pitch on the way. That's going to be high and outside. That ball is not, or that count is, excuse me, two balls, no strikes. I believe I got an eyelash in my eye. That's a little uncomfortable. I can still see. And that ball is low and inside to Stofflet, and she's got a three ball.
You can see. That was low and inside. I'm impressed.
Yeah, it's my non-dominant eye. It's not my shooting eye, so I'm okay. Don't want to lose it, though. No depth perception. And there's a called strike. 3-1 count.
Taking
now.
All away, right?
Yep. And here's the other thing. You stop with that average, 407 average, at least coming into the game. She's dangerous here, so maybe you make her chase. And if you walk her, so what? Then you go to Norton, whose average falls off significantly coming into that next at-bat. Swing and a miss by Stofflet as we are at a payoff pitch. Two on, two down, full count. Assumption trailing 6-0. They need to get something going here.